This is Jackson Brown.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood and the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who finally can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone. And there are lies in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children in the camps. And there is blood on the wire. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who fanned the flames of the wars that are fought in places where we can't even say the names. They sell us the president the same way they sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion, the same time they sell us our wars. I wanna know who the men in the shadows are. I wanna hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lights in the balance. There are people on the fire. There are children at the camps. And there is blood on the wire.
Wasteland of the free. We
faces on corporate cash. Now don't tell me they don't turn around and kiss them people's ass. You may call me old fashioned, that don't fit my picture of a true democracy. It feels like I am living in the wasteland of the free. We got CEOs making 200 times the workers' pay. They'll fight like hell against raising the minimum wage. If you don't like it, mister, they'll ship your job to some third world country across the sea. And it feels like I am living in the wasteland of the free. Living in the wasteland of the free. We got little kids with guns fighting inner city wars. So what do? We put these little kids behind prison doors. We call ourselves the advanced civilization. That sounds like crap to me. Living in the wasteland of the free. We got high school kids running around in Calvin Klein and Guess, who cannot pass a sixth grade written test. But if you ask them, they can tell you name of every crotch on this TV. Living in the wasteland of the free. We kill for oil, then we throw a party when we win. Some guy refuses to fight, we call that the sin. But he's standing up for what he believes in. That seems pretty damn American to me. Living in the wasteland of the free. Living in the wasteland of the free. Girl, poor now become the enemy. Let's blame our troubles on the weak one. Sounds like some kind of Hitler remedy. Living in the wasteland of the free. While we sit gloating in our greatness, justice is sent to the bottom of the sea. Living in the wasteland of the free. Living in the wasteland of the free. Living in the wasteland of the free.
So who said protest music died in the 1960s? That's Iris DeMent, a protest song for today. Wasteland of the Free from her record The Way I Should, and another protest song from today from Jackson Browne called Lives in the Balance. That's from a record called The Next Voice You Hear, the best of Jackson Browne. Well, we've been listening to very serious songs today on Wavelength, and with many more to go. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and our focus is songs related to war and peace, and most of the songs related to war and peace are serious songs, but there is a little bit of humor, at least what some of us might think is kind of funny, maybe not everybody, but we'll have three funny songs coming up. John Prine, kicks it off.
While digesting Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit, I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on the wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shields filled with flags I couldn't see, so I ran the car upside a curb right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold. And South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia, wanna hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, Italian shoes to me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Draft board, with trembling hands.
That's the Flying Burrito Brothers back from the early 1970s. Name of the song, My Uncle. That's Graham Parsons, songwriter and lead vocalist. And that's included on an anthology of their music from the mid-1970s called Hot Burritos. And Randy Newman, I think he was trying to be funny, sang Political Science from his record Sail Away from, I believe, 1968. And from about that same time, John Prine, Your Flag Decal Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore, from his very first record that was called John Prine, one of the greatest records ever done at the intersection of country folk, rock and roll, blues. I don't know if there's much gospel involved in that record. Well, up next, we have one of the issues, I think, when we talk about war and peace in America, at least, is the connection between going to war and Christian faith. And we have a couple people reflecting on that. First is Hazel Dickens, and then is Billy Joe Shaver.
So long ago in Oklahoma, the son of an Okie preacher knelt to pray. He said, Lord, I want to be a Christian soldier just for you, and fight to build a new and better day. Now many years and miles from Oklahoma, that same young Okie boy still kneels to pray. But he don't pray to be no Christian soldier anymore. He just prays to make it through another day. Cause Lord, it's hard to be a Christian soldier when you tote a gun, and it hurts to have to watch a grown man cry. But we're playing cards and riding home and having lots of fun, telling jokes and learning how to die. You know, the things I've come to know seem so confusing. It's getting hard to tell what's wrong from right. I can't separate the winners from the losers anymore. So I'm thinking about just giving up the fight. Lord, it's hard to be a Christian soldier when you tote a gun, and it hurts to have to watch the children cry. But we're a playing cards and lighting up, and ain't we having fun? Turning on and learning how to die.
Billy Joe Shaver, Good Christian Soldier, is the name of that song from his record Old Five and Dimers Like Me. And Hazel Dickens, the voice of West Virginia, Will Jesus Wash the Bloodstains from Your Hands? From her record, It's Hard to Tell the Singer from the Song. Well, now we've got something from Blaze Foley.
Anyway, this is called WW3. Have you ever noticed that they're advertising joining the army as much as they are shredded wheat? That costs money. Thinking, Uncle Sam, it's time we went to war. Been so long since Vietnam, tell me what you're waiting for. If you don't hurry, sure enough, all these kids be grown up, be too old to die for you. So get them if you're going to. Ain't been much excitement on evening news and way too long. Let's break out our submarines, blow someplace to smithereens. Russians and the Cubans too have been making fun of you. They call you a chicken shit. Now I'm just sick and tired of it, but I'm too old so I can't go. Don't want you to worry though, patriotic as can be, sing my country 'tis of thee. You don't know who to get first. You can't figure who's the worst. Why not blow them both away? They'll be careful what they say. Won't nobody call your names. They know you'll blow out their brains. Show the world how big your gun. Show them how the West was won. Happy birthday, fine young man. Take your letter in your hand. Go downtown and sign your name. It's time to play the freedom game. Kiss your mom and girlfriend too. I'd be the last they see of you. I'd have to kiss your ass goodbye to keep old glory waving high. Thinking, Uncle Sam, it's time we went to war. Been so long since Vietnam. Tell me what you're waiting for.
Righteous killing in the name of freedom. We've been down that sorry road before. They let us hang around a little longer than they should have. It's too late to fool us anymore. We've seen the ones who kill the ones with vision. Cold-blooded murder right before your eyes. Day they hold the power and the money and the guns. It's getting hard to listen to their lies. And I just gotta wonder what my daddy would have done if he'd seen the way they turned this dream around. I gotta go by what he told me. Try to tell the truth and stand your ground. Don't let the bastards get you down. Bombing Baghdad back into a stone age. Round the clock, nonstop for 40 days. Killed them in their homes and on their highway. Now after a decade of crippling sanctions, we're talking about going back in there and doing it all over again. Fighting terrorism. I just gotta wonder what my daddy would have done if he'd seen the way they turned his dream around. I gotta go by what he told me. Try to tell the truth and stand your ground. Don't let the bastards get you down.
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 That's Kris Kristofferson, Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down, from his record Broken Freedom Song, live from San Francisco, recorded in 2003. And the late Blaze Foley, World War III, or WW3, that's from his record Oval Room. Well, one of the greatest songwriters about songs of war and peace, and a great storyteller, is Eric Bogle from Australia. And we've got two story songs about World War I, sung by first the Pogues and then by June Tabor, that Eric Bogle wrote.
When I was a young man, I carried my pack and I lived the free life of a rover. From the Murray's Green Basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, 'cause there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we sailed away from the quay. And amidst all the tears and the shouts and the cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day, when the blood stained the sand and the water. And how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, he primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shells. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell, nearly blew us right back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain. And we buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs, and it started all over again. Now those who were living did their best to survive in that mad world of death, blood and fire. And for 7 long weeks I kept myself alive, all the corpses around me piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse over tit, and when I awoke in my hospital bed and saw what it had done, Christ, I wished I was dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. And no more I'll go waltzing Matilda to the green bushes so far and near, for to hang tens and pegs a man needs two legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they collected the cripples, the wounded and maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind and insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down gangway. But nobody cheered. They just stood and stared, and they turned their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my own comrades, how proudly they march, reliving the dreams of past glory. I see the old men, all twisted and torn, the forgotten heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask me, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year their numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, ooh, go a waltzing Matilda with me.
Well, how do you do, Private William McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside? I'll rest for a while in the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. And I say by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the glorious fallen in 1916. And I hope you died quick and I hope you died clean. Oh, William McBride was slow and obscene. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the pipe lowly? Did the rifles fire for ye as the Lord ye down? Did the bugles sing the last boast in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And did you leave a wife for a sweetheart? Some loyal heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1916, to that faithful heart are you always 19? Or are you just a stranger without even a name, forever and fading to yellow in a brown leather frame? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the pipe lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as the Lord ye down? Did the bugles sing the last boast in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? sun it shines down on these green fields of France. The warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches are vanished now under the plough. No gas and no barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard it's still no man's land, and the countless white crosses in mute witness stand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man. And the whole generation who were butchered and damned, do they beat the drum slowly? Do they sound the pipe lowly? Do the rifles fire o'er ye as they load ye down? Did the bugles sing the last boast in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And I can't help but wonder now, to all those who lie and know why they died, did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? But the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing, the dying, it was all done in vain. For William McBride, it's all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered ye down? Did the bugles sing the last boast in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did the bugles sing the last boast in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
That's June Tabor, a very heartfelt reading of Eric Bogle's song, No Man's Land. That's from a collection called the Green Linnet 20th Anniversary Collection, Green Linnet Records. And the Pogues with Shane McGowan as the lead vocalist, also a heartfelt version of Eric Bogle's song. This one and the band played Waltzing Matilda from their record Rum Sodomy and the Lash. Well, we've got two protest songs coming up now. First, James McMurtry, a protest song about our current president and his military policies. And then Buddy Miller, a protest song about American corporations spreading bombs around the world.
Another unknown soldier, another lesson learned. Kick the gas can over, strike a match, get back and watch that sucker burn. Keep smiling for the camera, keep waving to the crowd. Don't let up for an instant. the course and make your mama proud. You're the man. Show 'em what you're made of. You're no longer daddy's boy. You're the man that they're all afraid of. But you're only Cheney's toy. Another unknown soldier who's seen it all before, all in the name of Jesus, behind the razor wire and shackled to the floor. Just keep smiling at the camera. That twinkle in your eye. We don't need to know the answers. Long as we're safe, just hit your marks and say your lines. You're the man. Show 'em what you're made of. You're no longer daddy's boy. Take a stand. Give them what they paid for. 'Cause you're only Cheney's toy. Take a fork and turn you over while the fat lady sings. One more pin on one more shoulder is all the future brings. For another unknown soldier who don't know his own name, and he won't get any older, and he can't see for the shrapnel in his brain. You're the man. Show what you're made of. You're no longer daddy's boy. Take a stand. Give him what they pay.
Clear one before another reloads to rat.
that's Buddy Miller. I think that's a great protest song. 100 Million Little Bombs from his record Poison Love. And before that was James McMurtry, Cheney's Toy. Just came out last spring, and that's from his record Just Us Kids. You're listening to Wavelength